Australia just recognized 750 new species.
Now, to put this into perspective, there are already some 150,000 species on the Australian National Species List. That is the authoritative list of plants, animals, and other organisms on the continent.
Adding 750 more species may sound like a lot, but Melbourne-based wildlife ecologist Ewan Ritchie says there's so much more to discover.
The reality is that we think as much as 70% of Australia's native species remain to be described.
One of the newly listed species is the Western Laughing Tree Frog.
So I think everyone loves the laughing frog, which basically has a call that sounds more like a laugh.
Also new to the list is the Cracking Clay Pilbara Planigale. I know, super easy name to remember. Richie says it kind of looks like a house mouse, but it's a marsupial, like a kangaroo or a koala.
They have these extraordinary kind of pointed flat heads, and that's because they live between these cracks in the soil, literally.
Another creature getting a lot of attention is the orb-weaving spider. It is named after the Marvel character Venom, a shape-shifting alien in the Spider-Man franchise.
What the hell are you?
We... Ah, Venom.
The species named Tom Hardy Eye is a nod to actor Tom Hardy, who plays Venom in the movie.
It's not just about finding new species and giving them funny names. Richie says taxonomy is essential to conservation. That's the science of describing what species are and categorizing them.
It's a little bit like having a library of really valuable books in a house. If you don't know what books are there, and then maybe there's a threat to that house, maybe it's a fire or something, you don't even know what you're going to lose, and you're really in a bad position to conserve those books, and it's the same for species.
Richie says this is particularly important work now. Climate change and habitat destruction are threatening Australia's biodiversity.
So knowing the laughing frog exists is a benefit to all.